You know, it has got to be one of the most high-profile properties in North Texas. I would think, I don't know, 100,000 people a day drive past the old Collin Creek Mall, and we've been waiting for what seems like decades for that for the redevelopment of that, and it's taking place. Some real milestone developments. Of course, this is all a combination of the city of Plano, but maybe more importantly, the guy who really knows how to get things done around here, Mernad Boyati, who's the CEO of Centurion America. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you so much, sir. Glad to be here.
So, first of all, fact check me. So, how many people drive? Do you have any idea? I mean, there's got to be 100,000 people or something, don't there?
I really don't know. I wish I could give you the truth, but because there's a George Bush and 75, it's an enormous amount of people that go by on both sides, you know?
But it's a wonderful location, and the plans, you know, for this gigantic mixed-use development have been knocking around here for years and years. Finally, the first part, you've got the housing going in, right?
Yeah, actually, you know, it's been going on for a long time, but as I think we talked about it last time, is that there's a huge storm drain underneath the mall that actually belongs to the city of Plano. And we have a great relationship, but boy, I tell you what, we're begging them every month to finish. They're telling me that's going to be done by the end of October, because that storm drain, you cannot cross the, it goes all the way across the property, and you cannot push weights on it, you know,
right.
So because we got to put a bunch of dirt on top of the piece. And so they're saying that's going to be done. They had a lot of issues with the contractor during COVID and all this stuff, but they're finally, I think, getting to the point that hopefully November, they turn us loose. We've been sitting around paying taxes and insurance and everything else that goes with it, and doing about $4 million a month just on tax, $4 million a year. So it's just really been hard on us. But City of Plano, in their defense, they're doing a good job keeping us abreast of things. And they promised us that once we get started, that they hopefully do some things a little faster, because we've been just around for 2 years doing nothing. So on that side. So, but on the other side of the property, we've got about, I think, 300 some odd townhome lots. And I think there's about 80 or 90 under construction. Meanwhile, the parking garage underneath, which is about 2,000 parking spots, that's been completed, but you can't do nothing to it till you get some streets around it.
And some people are going to park there.
Yeah, there's nobody going there. No, we demolition, all the mall inside of the demolition has been done. Now we're redesigning all the storefronts and all the common areas. And we didn't want to spend that money till we actually can use it for something. There's no reason right now. We got too much waste of money going on. But hopefully within November or December, they turn us loose, which means that we put all the rest of the infrastructure on top, the streets and parks and everything else. That's going to probably take us about 8-10 months to get done.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, we're going to remodel the interior of the 350,000 square foot of retail spot. And we're really happy with the new architects that we've got. They're from Toronto. They're great. I can't remember their name to tell you, you know, I have a hard time with names, but anyway, it's really coming together. We have a meeting with City of Plano next week with all the getting big wigs to tell us that, hey, we're ready to go. I would say next year this time, or maybe December next time, next year, the parks will be done. Everything will be done to the point that you'll see some stores will actually start doing their interior construction.
So, Bernard, is this the development that you envision before COVID? Has anything changed?
We've kept it together because it's very important. When you see it, I think you'd be very pleased with it, because we took in the retail and made it kind of outdoor and indoor, to the point that you can walk from either side into the mall. To either side, you can have storefronts that are open to do things. And then we got a lot of restaurants and stuff included into it. And from one park, there's two parks, one 8-acre park, I think one 3 or 4 acre park on either side. And you can walk through the buildings to go from one park to another park, which is a great thing. We can have concerts there. We can have all kind of stuff going there. So we're really excited, because this now, you're going to have about 5,000 people living on site by the time the 2,600 multifamily is done. And the townhomes actually be more than that. They're probably close to 6,000 people living on site. So all the Starbucks and all the little services that we need for that many people to live on site, it's going to be great. Access to the freeways is great. Restaurants, entertainment, parks, everything is there. You can have the walk trails are all the way, Eden Wales, going miles.
So how much of the old Collin Creek Mall did you actually keep and will be used then?
We keep about 400,000 square foot of it. It used to be about three million square foot. But again, obviously, retail has changed drastically. So, and I'm not even sure if we call the mall anymore. It's really very unique because you got all these storefronts on both sides. So as you can go inside, you have storefronts, interior mall, and then on the exterior, you have storefronts.
You know, this is obviously a big development for you. Of course, you guys do big things, but this is really important to the city of Plano too, because my sense was the city of Plano was pretty well built out. And now they're going back and sort of reclaiming some area. And this ought to help their tax base and serve as a magnet, too.
We're lucky. The partner in Plano, what happened because of COVID and the contractor, dragging it out and not being able to meet their obligations properly on time. But there was just something out of everybody's control. But we're lucky because Plano is, like I said, they very kind. They put out sometimes they put out new stuff that people don't think we're going out of business because we're sitting there doing nothing. But it's been a big deal that they help with us, they stay with us, and we're going to start to go forward very fast paced now. Hopefully November or December we're able to go move dirt again.
Well, and it's nice to see you guys back active a little southern, because I began to think of you as Collin County and Southern Oklahoma developer.
Yeah, no, we have a lot of, we're lucky to have a lot of single family residential and some of the small commercial stuff, but this is very important to us. You know, 4 years ago, I believe three and a half years ago, me and Sean Terry sat in front of 700 people and I asked them, I said, guys, show me a show of hand. What do you want? After I went through all the process and every one of them stayed on our, what helped us. I didn't have no problems. Even though we're asking 2,600 multifamily, I didn't have anybody in a zoning case that went against us. It's very important to us. We deliver that to all the HOAs that are around the area, because we're just sitting here and I'm sure they're going, what the heck you guys are doing? But they keep up with us. They know what's going on, and it's not something we can do about it. But it's very important to me and my whole company to be able to deliver this in a very good, the way we promised it would. And even though we made money because of all the money we spent paying interest but in taxes, but at the end of the day, this is very important to us to make sure that we do what we said we would do with the city of Plano.
Well, like I say, it's a remarkable location, and you would think the world will beat a path to you once they have something to see. Let me just jump around geographically a little bit and go back down south, because a lot of people first heard your name and knew you because you were the one who actually pulled off the Statler Hilton, something they'd been talking about doing for decades, but you did it. Then you talked about, at one point you were looking at the Cabana Hotel, then we talked about the old Braniff flight attendants headquarters over on Tollway, and those things didn't work out. What's going on in the inner city down there? Do you still have any interest down there?
Yeah, we have some things going on here. Cabana, be honest with you, with COVID going on and just so hard it is to get things done.
Yeah.
And I'm doing this with all due respect with City of Dallas. It's just impossible to get anything done. So that's why we put both of those projects for sale. And one of them closed and the other one hopefully closed in the next 60 days in Braniff. And then beyond that, we've got a big project that we sold again to another developer, Mike Hogue, who's got about 300 acres there in South Dallas next to University of North Texas campus. Again, he was more suited for doing a project in South Dallas than we would. So he's buying that one. He took it over. We're going to help him on the single family residential side, but Mike Hogue is taking that project. And he's got some great plans. I mean, he's got a indoor soccer stadium, for indoor for a professional indoor ladies game. I mean, ladies soccer, and there's one. I mean, he's got a lot of plans, and I'm very proud of what he's doing. So he's doing that. Besides that, we're finishing up everything else we got. We're waiting on a permit on Julian, which is, in my opinion, the most highest per square foot price and the location in Turtle Creek, high-rise called Julian. We're trying to get that through City of Dallas.
And where is that going to be on Turtle Creek?
Julian is right there right there with Rivershawn Park.
Sure, we're
in
sure,
the middle
sure.
of Rivershawn Park. Right. There's only 16,000 square foot. We're doing a 230 feet, I think, high rise. That is the average condo is $10 million. There's only 14 condos. Yeah, so it'll be amazing. But it's got things that City of Dallas haven't had. Elevators going to the taking the car. You have exotic cars to go down the downstairs. And so I mean, you got all kind of stuff. It's really very unique, and we've got two or three buyers that are waiting for us to get started. Again, waiting for City of Dallas to. We got a little snag that we're trying to work out with them. Besides that, it's already zoned. It's all ready to go. Plans are on the way.
Wow.
Hopefully that one gets started in the next 6-8 months. But besides that, in City of Dallas, that's really about it for us. But
well, that's enough. I don't know how you say grace over all that you've got going, plus all of the development up on Salina.
Yeah, the single family. I mean, single family, this last year and last 12 months, we put 8,000 lots on the ground. That's about 20% of market.
That's remarkable.
Yeah, so it's a.
Well, it's got to be.
Very proud of that.
Yeah, as well you should be. It'll be a lot of fun to watch Collin Creek continue to come out of the ground. And like I say,
me and you have to come back from Italy and hopefully one of these have a margarita together in Collin Creek, because it's very important to us to deliver that project.
I look forward to it. Bernard Moyatti is the CEO of Centurion American and always does. Well, a lot of exciting things, nothing mundane. It's always good to spend some time with you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. You've been so kind to us. Thank you, sir.
Thanks a lot. For more of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.